Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The plane's wing dipped. Acres of green came into view. Paddocks, dense patches of bush and pines, beneath daubs of clouds so still they looked as though they'd been painted in the air. How green it was. Fertile. Without thinking, Ruby checked her backpack for smokes. She'd light up as soon as she could, but of course there weren't any. She'd given up. Again. Not the booze, though. The booze was a different story. You're not an alcoholic, the therapist had said, but you have an unhealthy dependency. Whatever the hell that meant. She could go for days without drinking and not see spiders on the ceiling. But drink had always been a big part of her life. Like the therapist said, she had an unhealthy dependency. What would Rowena look like? It's been 10 years. For some weird reason, before she left Australia, Ruby looked up Sister on the internet, perhaps wanting to know what her responsibilities might be. Females from the same parent, she read. And sisterhood? The state of being a sister. Two or more women united by common aims or beliefs. Did they share common aims and beliefs? Ruby had no idea. They both had their mother's dark eyes, but Ruby had inherited her father's blonde hair. That combination had given her the edge at college. The guys couldn't resist it back then. Different story now. Every time she looked in the mirror, she wondered who the hell was staring back at her. Years of smoking and drinking were etched on her face. Rowena's hair was black, and she had their father's pale skin. As a teenager, she looked washed out at times, anemic and ghostly. Ruby wasn't quite so apprehensive about seeing her niece again. Anna was only a baby when Ruby moved to Australia. She'd been back once since, but that visit had been a disaster, spent in a haze of alcohol and whatever else she could lay her hands on. The plane screamed to a halt on the tarmac. Waiting for the okay to move made her edgy. She reached up into the overhead lockers, grabbed her bag of duty-free and waited in the aisle for the queue to move. Home. The air fresher. Cleaner. In the mining town she'd just left, it crackled. Sweat dripped, flies buzzed, and everything was covered in a layer of red dust. "Kia ora," the passport official said. "Welcome back." The airport workers were mostly Māori and Pacific Islanders. In the town she'd just left, no one saw the Aborigines. They were kept in the background. Ruby hated the way they were treated. She walked out into the waiting crowd. Felt nervous and on display. Anxious looks, frowns, then smiles of recognition. But none of them for her. No one in the crowd looked remotely familiar. She'd kill for a smoke right now. A slug of whiskey, too. She settled instead for a quick trip to the loo and a takeaway espresso, triple shot. "Ruby," said a voice behind her. "Ro?" She almost dropped her cup. Coffee slopped over her hand and onto the floor. "It is you," Rowena said. "I wasn't sure at first." "Yeah, well, it's been a while, isn't it?" They stared at each other. Ruby checked out her sister's features. The short, bleached hair. Not many wrinkles. But the frown was there. A carbon copy of her own. Rowena still wore her trademark dangly earrings. "It's good to see you," Rowena said. Ruby hugged her, self-conscious. Rowena felt small in her arms. "How's everything?" she asked. "Anna?" "Good, she's good. Couldn't come today, some boy. Dying to meet you, though." "Yeah, well, if she was, she'd be here, wouldn't she?" "The coffee," Ruby said. She bent down and mopped at the floor with a paper serviette. "How long are you home for?" "Couple of weeks, maybe more." "I've resigned. My own boss now," Ruby said.
"You've always been your own boss."
"Yeah, I suppose I have. What are your plans?" "Not sure yet. Spend as much time as I can with you and Anna. A few others."
"Nice," Rowena said.
"Geez, Rube, you sound like a fair dinker mozzie. Can't win. Over there, they chuck off at me for sounding like a dumb Kiwi."
They drove along the motorway, car lights looming, billboard signs flashing.
"How are you, Ro?"
"Good, yeah, I'm good. Waiting to win lotto."
"Aren't we all?" Ruby leaned back against the headrest and closed her eyes. "Sorry I wasn't there."
"What for?"
"The rest home stuff. It must have been difficult."
"It was, but it's all sorted now. He's happy enough."
Ruby slept until they stopped at a garage somewhere outside Levin. Rowena topped up with petrol, and Ruby got out to stretch her legs. She walked towards the lights of the building and miscalculated the sliding doors. She banged her forehead on the glass. "Shit. She must be tired." A few heads turned. She went to the loo and squatted above the seat, not touching, like their mother had taught them. She fought to grasp the end of the paper inside its plastic casing and wiped herself, flushed, then washed her hands at the basin. She shook them dry, then pulled her sleeve down over her hand to open the bathroom door, something else their mother had taught them. Had a quick look at herself in the mirror before she left. "Shit," she said again. She had panda eyes, hairs sticking out at all angles. In this light, her skin looked green. Rowena was the older sister, but she looked years younger. What was her secret? Appearance medicine was all the rage in Australia. Walk in off the street, have a shot of Botox, a few fillers in your lunch break. She'd never been tempted. Let nature take its course, their mother used to say. Age gracefully. She couldn't wait to see her niece. Anna would be almost 18 now. Last time Ruby came home, she'd argued with the old man, then buggered off again. Hardly even saw Rowan Anna. Felt guilty afterwards, but couldn't wait to leave. Waitapu suffocated her. She tried to have her own kids, but couldn't. Now she was well past her use-by date. Besides, you needed a man to start things off, and there hadn't been one of those in years. She slept the rest of the way back to Waitapu and woke to the sound of Rowena's voice. "We're here." Ruby stumbled out of the car in a daze. Inside, Rowena flicked the lights on and stoked the fire. "Coffee? Got anything stronger?" "Not at the moment, no." "I've bought duty free. Wine for you, whiskey for me." "I've given up," Rowena said. "What the hell for?" "Trying to set a good example." "You don't want her missing out, do you?" "She doesn't miss out." "That's good. Can't have any niece of mine being a bore." "When's she due home?" "Probably not till morning now." "Will you go and see him?" "Dunno yet." "His memory's going. He forgets. But they're good to him in there. He's met someone. Another resident. They're the talk of the rest home." "Really? That's nice." "What brings you back, Robe?" "Oh, I don't know. Turned 50 and panicked. Wondered what the hell I was doing stuck in a tin pot mining town in the middle of the Australian desert." "I'm glad you've come home."
"Me too."
Ruby woke the next day to someone singing in the shower. A good voice. She stretched out under the duvet, enjoying the luxury of not having to get up and face 12-hour days for 2 weeks straight anymore.
The singing stopped. Shit! Mum! The water's gone cold! Ruby laughed out loud. Her favourite word, shit. Rationing, Rowena yelled back. The power bill was huge last month. Ruby pulled the duvet off and stood up. She looked out the window to green hills in the distance, the ranges on the horizon, ferns in the garden, and trees. Lots of trees. She listened to the racket outside, birds chirping flat out. She changed into tracks and a T-shirt. Morning, she said in the kitchen. Morning, sleep well. Like a log. Auntie Ruby! Ruby turned. Anna stood there, her skin smooth and flawless, deep brown eyes and long, straightened blonde hair. Anna, gorgeous! They hugged, pulled away, then hugged again. And you can drop the Artie. Ruby will do. How long are you here for? Anna asked. Not sure. Who's the boy? God, Mum, Anna said, glaring at her mother. Nothing's secret round here. He's not even... He's just a mate. He had problems. Sorry I didn't come to the airport. Good girl, Ruby said. You need to look after your mates. Gotta go, Rowena said. One more day of work, then off for 2 weeks and at your disposal. Okay, doll. Catch up when you get home. Want me to do anything? Make yourself at home and come to Māori class with me tonight. Māori class? Anna and I went to Auntie Mere's tangi. I knew nothing, Rube. Not a bloody thing. It made me think about what we've missed out on. What Anna's missed out on. It's in her. You could see it. Oh, I don't know. Doesn't get you anywhere. But that's just it. It does. There was something pretty special about going back there. I felt part of it. Connected. It's hard to explain. Something to do with Wairua. Don't know about any Wairua and all that connecting. I'm into the here and now. You'd be welcome. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. It was good to be back, but she wasn't going to be roped into her sister's latest passion. She was happy with her world the way it was. Rowena looked more settled than she did 10 years ago, but then she'd always been the quieter one. Ruby made up for it by being the outspoken, feisty one. She'd go into town, look up a couple of mates, see if they were still living in Waitapu. But the town had always been the sort of place young people moved away from as quickly as they could. The indecisive ones got themselves trapped. While they were making up their minds, they married and had kids. Next minute, they were living their parents' lives all over again. She drove past the primary school and college, recognised some of the places she'd hung out. The trees in the bottom field were still there, 3 times the size they'd been, but the smoker's forest, with its low-slung branches, had been chopped right back.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.